Welcome everyone to the very first podcast of the Dadcum Dads. The first episode, huh?
Super exciting stuff right
it
now.
It really is, yes. My name is Adam Stokes.
Yeah, I'm Stephen Jackson.
Steve Jackson. Reverend yeah. Jackson, as I like to call him.
The Rev. I am a certified minister
yes.
through the Church of Light, I believe it was called.
Was it?
Yeah,
yes.
It's not a Game of Thrones thing. That was $17 online. Done deal.
Boom. Yes, he officiated one of our good friends' weddings a few years ago. So
yeah.
Ever since then, I've called him Reverend Jackson.
I feel good. I'm gonna need his help tonight.
Oh, daggum. Hey, there you go. Daggum dads. All right. Well, like I said, my name is Adam. This is a little introductory of who I am. I work as a regular salesman, and I've always wanted to be on the radio,
yeah.
but, you know, it's a tough game to get into.
It is, man.
And so this is the closest I'm ever going to get to being on a radio.
You got a good look to be on the radio, though.
Well, I have been told
like,
I have...
a stereotypical DJ person.
Yes, I
yeah.
have been told I have a face for radio.
You got the beard.
Not for TV.
You're adorable. I don't care what they say.
You stop. You're making me blush. But I'm a dad, a father, married. I have four kids. My oldest, Allie, just turned 11 last week.
Whoa.
And I got 8-year-old Landon. And then I got the 4-year-old twins, boy and a girl, old Molly and Hunter.
Oof.
They're,
I don't know how you do it.
That, yeah, they could be a handful, but...
Yeah, I don't know how you do it.
Hey, you know, it wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, no.
How about you, Steve?
Well, you didn't get a choice, so...
What do you guys do?
Well, you know, a little about me. You know, my name's Stephen, once again. You know, I serve this great state and nation in the Air National Guard.
Boom.
And,
hey,
yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Stop.
Nope, didn't thank you all day
active
long.
Active duty there at the guard base in Gowan. I love my job. Married happily, 11 years. Have one daughter, Juliana. And
cute as a button.
And that's all I need.
Well,
I got nice. Other kids. I live vicariously through other people with their children. So
me.
Yeah. You. And
I got
you
my,
nieces.
As I like to call them, my orphans.
Yeah.
My orphanage
yeah,
over there
goodness.
With my four.
Yeah. We got nieces, nephews, friends with kids. We're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all set.
Nice. Now, Steve and I have known each other for, years.
Yeah.
I mean,
sophomore year of high school, 2000.
Yes.
So just 20 years.
Hey, just like to let you know that you helped me get my first job at Shopko.
What?
Yeah. In one of the interviews, was, you know, name a time that you were nice to someone. And
oh
I dropped the old Steve Jackson.
I forgot about that
He
story.
Was brand new in school.
Yeah.
I went up and said hi. And
yeah.
He was one of your first friends, at least.
You were, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Boom.
Hey, I had a lot of adult beverages back in the day, so some things are blurry. But hey, I do remember that. Yeah,
hey,
I remember that
Steve,
story.
Thank you for your service, and thank you for getting me a job.
Hey, well,
yeah.
You come along with some Shopko.
Yeah, I tell you that much.
Is that even around anymore?
No, they are all closed.
Oh
sadly.
My gosh.
The Shopko I used to work at is now a gym. Half of it's
oh,
a gym.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, because I went out there. So I live out in Boise, and Adam lives in Caldwell. So
yep.
I used to live in Caldwell. I don't go out there ever.
Unless it comes to my house.
Yeah, unless I'm going out, there's not a lot of need to go out there. But it's growing, and I go out to Nampa in that area, and it's insane, you know.
The growth, it's crazy.
You know what I miss? I miss Hastings.
I do
They're
miss
all
Hastings.
Gone, man. And the one in Nampa was awesome when we first got married, we lived right down the road from there. We used to go there all the time.
Yeah.
Waiting to go to the Real Theater or something like that.
Yep.
We go hit up Hastings, walk around, look at books, even though I don't read.
Books,
you know,
walk
through
the CDs back when they had them.
Get movies, man.
Yeah.
And then
cool.
Then when we moved to Boise, we had a Hastings right across the street too, and then gone.
Yeah, they're gone. Along with a lot of other stuff. Shopko, Hastings, Kmart, they're all gone. Man.
Amazon's alive and well though.
Oh boy, yeah, they just built that huge plant over there in Nampa.
Dude, and they got another one going out in the outlet malls.
Really?
Out there. Yeah. The last exit.
Yeah, gone.
Yeah, they got
that's
like
crazy.
Vans rolling out. Like crazy. But anyway, I digress. You digress.
Yep.
Yeah,
all right.
What
yes.
What are we going to talk about this first episode?
Hey, you know, this first episode, we're going to call it Always Watching.
Always Watching.
They're always watching.
Yeah, they are.
You know, those little ones.
Yeah.
So what inspired me to talk about this topic is ever since my first was born, 11 years ago when she was able to walk, and I'd be out mowing the lawn. Well, guess who was always right there with me, right behind
me. Right there.
Boom. She was always following me. And then, you know, she grew out of it. Then I had my next one. He was out there every day. Bought him a little plastic lawnmowers that has the bubbles coming out. We never told them they had bubbles.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
They still don't know that it does it.
Does it actually work?
We never put the bubbles in.
Roll up some dog turds with that puppy.
Oh, boy. No, but and now, you know, I had my twins and my boy, Hunter, he's still out there to this day. I got a riding lawnmower now because we moved. Got a little bigger lawn, so I'm on my riding lawnmower. But, you know, if he's not out there with me and is with that same little...
It's so funny how when they're really little, too, I had the same thing. She was about 3, she would start coming out there and really want to help. And this is what's frustrating because, you know, you're out there mowing the lawn. It's a couple things for a lot of us is it's your time to kind of get away for a minute, you know, put the headphones on, listen to death metal or whatever you're doing, or a podcast or whatever, and mow the lawn, do your yard work. And then you got your little kid coming out there. And as much as you want to, like, get out of here, you know, because it already takes long enough anyway, depending on your lawn, and you're out there pulling weeds or whatever. But you want them to feel like you want them there, you know, involved.
Yeah, you can't deny.
And so I remember when Juliana was 3, she'd come out there and want to push the lawnmower. Well, it's heavy, you know, so it's not work. So I'm pushing, but I got her in between me here, and I'm pushing, and we'd have to, like, do these weird, like, huge turns to come back without running her over. And then she'd get tired after about 2 trips and then want to be on my shoulders the whole time. So I'd be pushing. So now I'm maintaining a lawnmower with one hand and I'm holding her feet so she doesn't fall off me because I'm pretty tall, and if she falls, she's going to crack her head. But I remember thinking, what are the neighbors, like, that are behind the fence? Like, they just see this floating kid. You know what I mean? Because all they can't see, they can maybe see the top of my head, but then you just see all her just like this. You know what I mean? Just she looks like she's just hovering on a magic carpet back there.
Just don't mind me. Just mowing the lawn, guys.
Yeah, she's just helping out.
Yeah.
And then she gets tired and leaves, you know, because that's what they do.
Yeah. Well,
they don't really help you at all. They're just there to pretend.
They like to think that they're helping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it makes them, you know, think that that they're needed.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a lot of joy that they get out of that. That's why we got them that little plastic one, because they'd walk right behind me.
Well, teaching them, you know, I think it's good to, in young age, get them out there and show them what you're doing, and, you know, because really that's your replacement, hopefully, at some point.
Well, eventually. Like I said, I got a riding lawnmower now. My oldest is 11. Not sure when I'm going to be handing over the keys to that bad boy.
Well, you're enjoying that now, though. You're probably not even wanting to give it away.
No, not really.
You're like, that's what I got. Sit out there with your soda pop.
Yeah.
Soda pop.
No, I don't.
Drive around.
No, I don't. I don't have the pop on me.
Oh, boy.
I'm just out there. You know, I've got my headphones in. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm into listening to Kevin Hart's new book.
Oh, is that good?
Oh, dude. As he calls it, The Decision.
He's a solid individual.
Dude, it's one of those self-help books.
Yeah,
And so he talks about the steps that he took to get to where he is now.
Right.
And so I'm implementing those into my life. This is my second time. I actually just finished it for the second time.
Wow.
It's 5 hours.
Is that Audible?
Audible.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I just listened to it. I just finished it. Next time I mow the lawn, or now it's getting winter, so I'll be mowing up the leaves. That's what I did the other day.
Yeah.
But I'll just pop that on and drive around and listen to it.
I'm telling you. I can't even read hardly anymore.
No.
Audible. I'm knocking books out like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't a plug for Audible. It
doesn't
need a plug.
We are not getting paid for anything.
Audible's all good on its own.
We're doing this on our own time.
I'm knocking books out like crazy with that. Like, it's made reading fun.
Well,
plus, I don't have to hear my own voice do the voices of, you know.
That is true.
I like to hear the actor or whoever that's reading it actually do voices.
There was another one that I really liked. Mike Rowe.
Oh.
His podcast.
Oh.
He took some of the stories from his podcast.
Yeah.
And then he put it into a book.
Oh.
And then you'll have to listen to that one.
I've never even heard of this person.
Actually,
wait, is that the guy?
Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs.
Dirty Jobs, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
He is he's definitely someone that
he's pretty decent.
He's, I'm not going to say he's a role model for me because I don't know him personally.
Right, right.
But
seems like an upstanding
citizen. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Someone that you could probably be like, I could,
for sure.
Kind of model my life around him.
Yeah.
But if I knew him better, I don't know.
There are some good people out there, believe it or not.
You're a good guy.
No, no.
Model my life around you. Now, if only I had your height, you son of a gun.
Yeah.
This guy. Well, how tall are you?
6'4".
6'4"?
Hashtag blessed.
And I'm 5'4". Okay, I'm 5'6" on a good day.
Yeah, you know, you're a little taller than that.
Yeah, no, 5'6" on a good 5'7", maybe. Six. When I had hair. When I had hair, 5'7". Hey, come on now. Hey,
you
used to be able
shoulders.
To jump out of the roof, huh?
You could, man. Yeah,
woo.
Back in the All right, day.
Hey.
Hey, here we go.
What,
we,
there
hey,
we go.
We're
sorry.
Doing exactly what we said we're going to do.
We're getting off topic
so,
here. All right.
Yeah,
bring it back.
So I think, you know, but that's an early example of, you know, them watching you when you're out doing chores and things like that. And it's good to teach your kids, I think, you know, work and what it's, even if it's just yard work or whatever. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
taking care of your stuff, your house, or your, you know, it starts there, you know, it teaches them, like, you know, pick up after yourself. That's how you can, at an early age, that's how you can help, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, really until they're older, they're not really doing much, you know, they're usually just making messes, but you teach them at an early age, hey, pick up your stuff, you know, whatever, or
yeah.
you can help me pick up. I think it's big. I think it starts super early.
Well, exactly. You know, a lot of, you know, a lot of things that go on in this world, you know, you watch the news,
yeah.
you see all the crap that's going
I
on.
I try not to.
Yeah, we try not to. You know, I just recently, last couple months, I've actually stepped away from.
Dude, I'm telling you, change your life. You
social
away,
media,
you
know,
get away from
Facebook.
It. Yeah.
You know, I just
yeah.
it was just too negative, man.
It's very negative.
You know, and I just you look at it and you're like, I'm bringing my kids up in this.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, setting that example of, you know, you see in all of this, you know, gross stuff going on in
yeah.
the world. You know,
yeah.
and. In a way, it is horrible,
mm.
but in a way, it's a good teaching
for sure
moment, because when you turn on the news and you see these people out there rioting and burning, you know,
yeah.
looting and burning and just
mm-hmm.
beating each other up and everything,
mm-hmm.
you turn and look at your kids and you say, "Don't be like that."
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I mean, and it, honestly, I think it really—it's even beyond that too. And I think this is a good time to, you know, have those talks, you know, like there's reasons, you know, whether we all agree with it or not, there's reasons why these things are happening, and some of it is good and justified, and there's obviously people that have taken it to extremes, and these are good talking points with your children, you know, when they're asking, like, why is this happening? I feel like it is a big topic. This is kind of not really on what we're talking about, but it is kind of, you're the example, you know, they're wanting to hear your opinion. They're listening to everything you're saying. Like, that is the biggest thing that I've gotten out of being a dad is, you know, she hears me. She hears what I'm saying. She sees it and she sees how I act. And, you know, and this is what happens to generations. And so, you know, if you panic easy or, you know what I mean, you scare easy, or, you know what I mean, your kid more than likely is going to grow up to be like that as well.
Oh, I'm seeing it right now.
Yeah.
My wife, petrified.
Yeah.
The spiders.
Sure.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, there's just spiders.
Yeah. Right. I don't like them, but I'm the one that has to do the kill.
Exactly.
That's so funny you
okay.
bring this up
okay.
about spiders.
But the other day, Molly comes racing out of her room,
mm-hmm.
starts to bawl and said, "There's a spider
right.
in my room."
Yeah, she didn't even have a choice on that one. She's already scared.
And
so,
I'm just like,
yeah.
it's just
Thanks
a
lot.
Spider. So I go in. So, yeah.
like,
so
thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. But you know, we go in, kill it, and be like, and it was just a tiny little thing.
Oh.
I'm like, sweetheart, it's just small.
Yeah.
It's more afraid of you than you are of it.
It's true.
You know.
Yeah.
It, did that change your mind? Oh no.
No,
Woo!
No, it's done, and that's
Those
the thing.
The,
you know, once they
the spawn of Satan
age,
to her.
Right. It's so funny you bring up spiders because I'm at work today, and I get a phone call, and Alex is like, there's a spider.
You're like, what am I going to do?
I actually did my best to not say that very thing
mm-hmm.
because that is my, normally, that's what I say. I've been trying to work on me a lot during
mm-hmm.
The pandemic and, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I'm very short with certain things. I'll just snap and I say probably things I shouldn't, and I'm working on it as I grow older and get wiser.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to keep this marriage going, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, all right, well, where is it? You know, and she tells me, so I'm like, how big is it? And she's like, you know, it's this little whatever. I'm like, all right, get the fly swatter, you know. But I don't want to, you know. She's like super, and I can hear Juliana in the background, like, saying to kill it. And then she's like, do you want to kill it? She's like, no, you know. I'm like, all right, so, and I never one time, I was proud of myself, that I did not say, what do you want me to do about it, or how can I do anything, you know,
mm-hmm.
from where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll stay on the phone with you. Do this. this tumultuous time here. And she's like, I don't want it to jump on me. I'm like, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Just get there. She's like, it's a bad angle. You know, mm-hmm. I'm like, wait for it to move or get in a better angle. I don't know.
Yeah.
Be fast. And then I can just hear whack, you know. Mm-hmm. I got it. Well, no, there's guts everywhere. I'm like, well, that's on you. You kill it, you clean it. You know what I mean?
Kill it, you gotta get it.
So,
huh?
But it was just funny. You bring up the spider. But anyway, yeah. So, yeah, and that's true. My daughter is scared of spiders too, and there's really not much I can do about that. But I think spiders. That's a good example because I mean, if you are, and spiders to me is actually a pretty legitimate reason. I mean, spiders are creepy, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of spiders. I'm not trying to make this thing about spiders, but there's a lot of things in this world, like spiders or dogs. You know, some people are afraid of dogs. Like, there's things that terrify people,
mm-hmm.
animals, whatever, and that's fine. But my biggest thing that I'm trying to raise my daughter is to not be terrified of, I'm trying to phrase this the right way. To just not live in fear, if that makes sense. Like, it's fine to be afraid of things, but, you know, try to rationalize it. You know, have a reason behind. Like, spiders are creepy, I get it. And maybe you saw Arachnophobia, like, when we were younger. I don't know whose idea it was to make this movie. And it's PG, too, you know. So your parents, or my parents were young, so they're just like, pull that on. And then my brother's, you know, he's scared to death of spiders now. I was like, that was a good call. He's like 3 when it came out. That's a good call. Let's watch that movie some more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But and that's the exposure thing too, you know, like what you're exposing. Everything though leads into
everything.
Everything you're doing, you're exposing your children 24/7 to you and the world, and they're seeing it through us.
Even when you don't think they're watching or listening,
they are.
I mean, I got, like I said, I'm an 11-year-old now.
Yeah,
she's over there on her little tablet, got her headphones on.
Yeah,
mom and I are over here having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know. She's piping up in our conversation.
She's in it. Oh, yeah, I get that too.
And I'm
I get it.
Howard, you got your headphones on.
Right.
How are you listening?
It's because she had her buds in but didn't have anything on. She's listening.
Well,
she's eavesdropping. Got it.
So now what I like to do is I'll turn and say, oh, you heard that, but you couldn't hear me, you know, tell you to go wash the dishes.
Well, that's when she turned the volume back up.
She's like, oh, wait, what? What?
Yeah.
You talking, Dad?
Yeah. You're going to find out it's just headphones not plugged into anything.
She just
walks around with headphones. Like people at the store walking around with headphones. You even listen to anything, man? Or you're just being antisocial. What are you doing?
Being antisocial.
Too cool, I guess.
Or you got the ones with them, you know, their Bluetooth on, they're sitting there talking, and you're like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm
anyway.
On Bluetooth, sir.
Yeah.
You know, but this has been a really obviously challenging year for a lot of people, and we're all dealing with this globally, you know, and I think more than ever we need to really try to be a good example for our kids, and because they're the next generation,
mm-hmm.
and how we act and, you know, how we go about what's happening now is they're going to do this, they're going to feel that way, you know, they're feeling it.
You know, especially, okay, so we got the election coming up tomorrow.
Sure.
Okay.
Is that tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
I'm just kidding.
You know, the person that you vote for.
You could be in a hole in Sri Lanka and you know the election.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, go anywhere. Look at that. You got Google up right now. Go vote.
Oh, yeah.
Go vote. Where to vote.
Hey, how dare you tell me what to do.
But, you know, whether you're, you know, the person that you voted for or not wins.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's, the kids are going to be watching.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, whether you vote for Trump or Biden,
right.
You know, if Trump wins,
yeah.
You know, we're either happy about it or not.
Sure.
The kids are going to be watching.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to set that example.
For sure.
You know, yeah, great. You know, you might not like this person.
Right.
That doesn't mean that you need to
lose your mind.
Over
you
it.
Accept defeat gracefully and then work towards progress.
Yeah, exactly.
As individuals and as people, as a country, as a world, or do you just throw more gas on the fire,
mm-hmm.
go into panic mode, and
next thing you know, you're living in fear.
That's what's been
kids
happening. For
living
a while.
In fear, like
yeah.
everyone just lives
yeah.
in fear,
and
it's just that example that you set for your kids,
mm-hmm.
that you know it makes the biggest impact in their lives.
Yeah.
You know, like for instance, you know the movies that you watch.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, Arachnophobia.
Yeah.
I mean, it's PG. Okay. So for instance, just last night,
right.
We watched a movie called. It was like The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
Oh, yeah, we watched that.
It's PG.
That's PG-13.
I'm pretty sure it says PG.
PG-13.
know about that.
It's PG-13.
Google it.
Oh, I swear it is.
He's going to be Googling
it.
I'm pretty
house
sure
with
PG.
Clock in its wall. I'm going to get it. But yeah, dude, that's, Eli Roth made that movie.
Yeah.
With,
hopefully.
Clock in its walls. Here we go. Are
I'm
we
hoping,
ready?
Hoping that
hold
it's
on. Give
PG.
Me a rating. Can I actually just find it right away?
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Just find stuff anymore.
Come on.
PG, you're right.
Dang. Boom, PG.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Because,
wowzers.
Because.
You got me.
If it was PG-13, we wouldn't have watched it with our kids.
Oh, interesting.
But if it was PG.
Okay.
Guess what happened last
night? I think this thing's lying.
Nah.
I'm gonna throw a tantrum.
Stop it. Guess what happened last night after we watched it.
What?
12 o'clock. Hunter's in our bed.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping in the crook of my back
all night. Scared.
All the kids were freaked out.
Well,
we couldn't watch the last 30 minutes of it.
Yeah, it gets a little creepy and weird.
And I'm like, how is this PG?
Eli,
it should have been PG-13.
It's an Eli Roth PG movie. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's the same guy that made Hostel and stuff, so. Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway. But it just goes to show, you gotta be careful what you watch. What
oh,
you
for
listen.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, and then that's not saying you gotta screen every movie or anything.
No.
What, but yeah, it's like, it's funny, like, you know, you watch movies from when we were kids, and then you watch it now, and you're like, holy crap, man, like, how was that?
Pick up on some
how's
of
that
the
a
things
kid,
now.
How's that a kid movie, you know?
Yeah.
Like, are we serious, dude? Like,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
But it's kind of funny, but it's kind of, I don't know, it was just different. Like, you hear the jokes about 80s kids or
mm-hmm.
parents in the 80s, you know, like, they didn't care. They had cigarettes smoking on your kid, no
mm-hmm.
seatbelts, no booster seat. I mean, it's,
oh, yeah.
And it's, I think there's a lot to be said about that. Like, they just, they weren't worried about things like we're worried about now. And it's not necessarily, like, living in fear or anything. It's just we're more aware of the dangers now more than ever
mm-hmm.
of certain things. But I think because of how aware we are to, like, every single little thing now,
mm-hmm.
you really have to be mindful of how you're reacting. Because we're just constantly taking in information and taking in every single possible thing that could go wrong or happen, or, you know, that if you're just, it's so easy to live in just a constant state of fear now.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta really try to tone it down, even if just for the sake of your kids. Like, it's fine to be afraid, sure,
yeah.
But maybe take it into the other room, you know what I mean, with some stuff. Not saying you should never show those emotions around your kids.
Yeah.
I think you should. I think be real with them, you know.
It seems like right now, it's you're either in a constant state of fear,
yeah,
or a constant state of hate, of anger.
Yeah, the hate is actually, I'm glad you brought that, because I think that's actually the more important
now,
thing
which
to talk
the,
about.
You know, another subject for another day.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, I'll just say bullying.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If your kid is bullying someone else,
yeah.
Where do you think they learn that from?
From you.
Exactly.
From you, or something they saw, or something. And it doesn't necessarily always have to be you directly. It could just be maybe somebody you know or something you've allowed to happen.
Yes.
I think that's even more on it. You know, you see, you know, little kids sometimes like hitting other little kids, and it's all fun and games or whatever, but if they're constantly doing it, then you start, you know, maybe getting a call from the preschool teacher or the daycare saying, hey, your kid's hitting other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just constantly like, well, he's just so cute when he's doing it or something, it's like, well,
no.
That's the problem with cute kids, by the way, side note, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got cute kids, it's super hard to punish them, and everything's
yeah.
adorable.
Molly.
Yeah, oh my gosh, and they could be hitting, you know, another kid with a stick, and
yeah.
boy, I tell you, they're so cute doing it.
I tell you what.
But if you don't, that's the hardest thing, I think that's to be in its own episode, but
yeah.
punishing your kids
yeah.
is so
oh,
hard.
It'll be a different
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, it's so
but.
Hard when
but,
they're little, especially.
So
know?
I know this from experience.
Yeah.
8th grade, bullied.
Right.
The whole entire year.
Sure.
I hated 8th grade.
Yeah. That was my 9th grade.
That was your... Oh.
No,
what?
Before
oh,
I moved
oh, okay.
That's annoying.
I was like, we were in the same grade, dude.
No. That was before I moved out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. But, 8th grade, I was bullied nonstop all
yeah,
year long.
Right.
Okay? Come to find out, a few years ago, then I found out this
mm-hmm.
person that was bullying me or these people
right.
had a horrible home life.
Sure.
Their
easy.
Dad was a jerk.
Yeah, it's usually like that.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's... They take a lot of the way you act,
mm-hmm.
and they act the same. So I know someone. I'm not going to name any names.
Mm-hmm.
No name dropping.
No name dropping.
You know, but he can be a jerk.
Yeah.
If especially if he doesn't get his way, this
right.
person. Okay.
Yeah.
And his son's in his 20s now, and that's how his son acts now.
Don't tell me.
Just like that.
We are the example, man. And
yeah.
It's both parents, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, both of them.
This is obviously from a dad's
mm-hmm.
perspective, but we are the parent, you know, whoever the parent is. It don't matter if it's grandma or uncle or the sibling raising the kid. I mean, whenever you are taking that role as the guardian, you're the example. And it's tough. It's a lot to ask. It's a lot to put on people. And, I slip up every day, all the time.
Oh,
I'll say this, I'll drop where I say stuff around her that I definitely should not. But, you know, she's old enough that definitely knows, you know, not to be repeated and things like that. You know, we definitely address that at a young age. I knew that wasn't going to stop.
Yeah.
But it was like, all right, you can't say these things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to do my best to not talk like. But it's, I do really try to expose her to as much as I can, not in a negative, but just like trying to be real, you know, like, you know, there's a lot of things that you're going to be exposed to growing up. You're going to see
mm-hmm.
it. You're going to hear things, you know, so like, stuff that's been going on that we were talking about, you know, that's the reality is what we're going through right now, and I'm not gonna hide her from it.
We can't shelter.
No, you
they gotta know what's going on.
They gotta know, and there's really no getting around it right now. I mean,
the only
it's affecting
way,
everybody.
The only
know?
Way that they're gonna know right from wrong is you teach them.
You have to.
But then you can't shelter them.
Right. No.
You know,
you
can't keep them
mistakes.
Locked up in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and just think that the world is, you know, peach keen. And then when they turn 18 or 20 or whenever they get out of the house, and they're like, what the heck?
Oh, yeah. I think, honestly, the sooner you teach them that this world does not revolve around you and you're
mm-hmm.
just one more you're just one of the, you're just another ant in the ant pile.
Yep.
It's
yeah.
going to be a lot easier.
Exactly.
Because really, I'm nobody. You know what I mean? I'm
nobody.
Not important. You're not important. We're just people. I mean,
you're
we're
more important
than in our lives. I think in our relationships that we have, friends, family, et cetera,
yeah.
we are somebody. But that's the problem, I think, more now than ever, is that every single person, unless you hear about it, it's on social media, the news, wherever, everybody thinks that they are something special.
Always.
Like that they split the atom, you know what I mean? Like
my
they're
goodness.
Really doing some work.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you've done absolutely nothing, man. Like, who
yeah.
are you? And
you don't
then
know
these
me
people,
from Adam.
And then these people, but then these
but
people,
I am Adam.
But then these people, you know, I mean, then they acting like this, you know, then they'll have kids,
mm-hmm.
and then they teach their kids that it's like that they're, yeah, man, like, and I'm not saying teach your kids are not important. Yes, they're important. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all important in our own way, but quit acting like the world starts and stops with you, because
yeah.
it doesn't.
You gotta be considerate of other people.
You gotta, you
all
know, just like be a part of like this. We're a community, you know.
Yeah.
As whether you're in a town or
mm-hmm.
You know, a state, whatever, like we gotta try to. That's why we need to try to bring more back. And that's been, I think, the most unfortunate thing about with the pandemic is, you know, you're sheltering off people from being around others. You know, it was nice to go out the other night for Halloween, just even a little bit, and just
oh my
see
goodness, yes.
see some people out, you know, and
mm-hmm.
just talk, you know, and I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you and be like I'm the friendliest neighbor and I'm out getting to know my neighbors and talking to them and
mm-hmm.
you know, because honestly, I don't want to go down that. You know, that path of, well, I didn't invite him to the party, and now it's weird to live across the street from him. You know, one
mm.
of those types of scenarios. I've seen too many shows. So,
yeah.
I, you know, you get a wave out of me, and hey, what's up? But it was nice to get out, you know, and walk around and
mm-hmm.
see some people out just trying to
yeah.
bring some normal back. And I think it is normal. We're social
mm-hmm.
people, and our kids are social. They need to be around
they
it.
They have to be social. I mean, this whole pandemic, you know, kids couldn't go to school, and you know, everyone, you know, you can't go here, you can't go visit, you can't do this and that. Dude, it was my kids were a wreck.
Yeah,
because they're
tough.
Social butterflies just like me.
Yeah, it's tough,
you know. We like to get out, have some fun, you know. But you know, we moved just a few months ago, moved out to the country,
mm-hmm.
Out of a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And there's only about 5 people on my street.
Right.
And they're all kind of older people, you know, don't have any kids or anything. So go trick-or-treating down my street, but we went back to the old neighborhood. You know, it was awesome to see
yeah.
some old neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, sat down, talked with my old next-door neighbor,
mm.
you know, and seeing how things were going there and walking around the neighborhood, and kids got to see some of their friends, you know. It was nice.
It was good. It's really good. And I
know,
think it's just, but that's an example that we made, you know, we're setting, like, hey, we're going out, like,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to let this stop us from at least
yeah.
taking you, because And that's fine. If that's your choice, you know, I know a lot of people didn't do it, and that's totally fine. That's on you. But you are, but that's a choice, you know, that's a choice you're making as the example to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not saying it's going to be like this forever. However they explained it, you know, this year, no go. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, however you want about
it. If you didn't want to do it, that's fine.
That's fine. Yeah. But there's very aggressive people out there, and
yeah.
we don't need to really get into that too much. But
mm-hmm.
but you're an example too, you know. And if some people that are aggressive, maybe don't have kids, and that's probably, I think, makes it easier to be very aggressive when you're, you know, it's just
yeah.
you or your spouse, whoever, your partner. And but when you do have kids, I think it's you really gotta kind of try to, I don't know, I don't say dial it down a little bit, but you need to. It's just they're paying attention to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really are.
No, they're always watching. Well, you know, going around trick or treating, you know, there were some people that they weren't there, but they had the bowl out.
Yeah, right.
One piece of candy.
Right, yeah, nice.
Curious.
Yeah.
You know, you go up there, my older two, you know, 11, 8, they're grabbing one piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the younger two, they're 4, you know, and they're sitting there looking, you know, Hunter, not quite sure what he wants, and then you got Molly over there just trying to grab handfuls.
Oh, she's a stinker.
And I'm like, Molly, no.
You know,
I had a teacher. I'm like, listen, I know.
Integrity.
Yeah.
Starts early.
You got to teach them young.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, there's that saying, you know, can't teach a dog old new tricks. Or whatever.
Teach an old dog new trick.
New trick, that's what it is, all right?
Yeah, I get you.
I mean, yes. You know, we're in our mid-30s now. At least I am. You're 2 years younger than me.
Yeah.
You're young.
I'm a baby.
You're a baby. But you know, there's some things I'm still learning.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But when they're young, that's when you teach them. You know, four years old.
What
you
a great example, though, with the candy bowl.
Yeah. Because I've seen, I've seen videos online
yeah.
of the parent going up and grabbing the bowl and dumping it in their kid's sack and then just walking away. And I'm like, what kind of example are you setting for your kid there?
That's people that don't care. That's
yeah.
the me person.
Exactly.
That's the me person.
The world revolves around them.
That's exactly what we're talking about. And
see?
You doing that, I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, that kid is going to be just like that.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to break them of that. Something will happen, and then you're trying to, maybe you later are like, oh, yeah, I was a pretty bad example there for a
yeah.
while. But normally it ends up being somebody else's problem, unfortunately. Like now it's somebody else, like a friend or a spouse or somebody.
Or the other
like,
one's going in asking for the manager because they didn't get their way. They're the Karens.
Yeah, it's just, that's funny. It's just, but it is, like, I think the candy bowl is a really good example of just, that's, you know, in society, you see it a lot, you know, people that are, they're not mindful of others, and we gotta try our best to be, you know, courteous and respectful of other people. You don't have to agree with everybody. In fact, I think it's good to not agree. That's
yeah.
what this country is all about. I think that's what it strengthens us, you know, to have good discussions and conversations, debates,
mm-hmm.
disagreements, and teach your kids that's okay too.
Well,
know?
I think that's the thing that this world has gotten away from, is, you know, you think if you have a different opinion on something, you can't be friends.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
it's really bad.
I mean, I got, you know,
your
I
true
got,
friends aren't gonna be like that.
I got a brother.
That's the reality.
Okay, I got a brother that's different
sure.
politically.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
And when it was tough about 4 years ago.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
now,
you. Around this time?
a little bit after. And, but, you know, we're brothers. We're family.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But
I mean,
there are people out there, I'm sure, that are, like, writing out their own kin.
Oh, yeah.
Because they
oh, all the time.
Like, that's insane.
All
to me.
The time.
Mean, but
yeah,
that's
whatever.
Crazy. But you acting like that is setting that tone, setting that precedent, and that your child
mm-hmm.
may very well end up being just like that too.
Yeah,
and it isn't okay. I think there's some there's a lot of gray area in life, and especially in parenting. I think there is,
mm-hmm.
but when it comes to stuff like that, I don't think there is. I really don't. I mean, there's a lot of definitions of what's right, what's wrong. I'll tell you what is right. Somebody's got a bowl of candy out there, and they have a sign, especially that's it. Now,
well,
because you
have
can
that
say,
sign.
No, I know. I bet that's what I was going to make the argument.
Yeah.
People could, if you left a bowl of candy out there, and there's no sign, you just come and grab it. You could play that whole, oh no, you know,
no
whatever.
Sign.
That was just for
yeah.
first come first serve. All right, they put the sign out there.
Yeah.
Okay, and then unless you can't read, which I'm not here to insult anybody's intelligence.
Hey.
I'm pretty sure you know what that sign says. Mm-hmm. And then you still take the candy? That's wrong.
Yep.
I don't care how you cut it.
Well, even if the sign's not out there, I mean, it's called being courteous.
It's just such a foreign principle for people to be courteous and to be respectful. We're trying to... There's a lot of, you know, issues going on, but that's why we got to really just try to step up and just continue to try to be positive and, you know, tactful with how we act.
Well, you got to try and be that example, the good example for your kid. You know, just because, you know, for instance, you may have grown up hard times, you know, no money. You know, the world, you think that the world is against you. Your back's against the wall. Yeah. Everyone's out to get you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when one, it's not. And two, you know, you got to teach your kids to not think that way. You know, even though you're stuck in that mindset. You
can feel that way, and I get it.
I mean, yeah, trust me, I've been there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know, I've been there. You know, what the heck, the world's against me.
Yeah.
What the heck is
going
on? Things
just won't go right for you.
You know, I mean, you know, mental health, which is something totally, another topic that we'll get
for
into.
For sure.
But, you know, it plays a big role on your reality of what's there and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can help your child sort through this, you know, through the mess,
mm-hmm.
I guess,
yeah.
And teach them, you know, to think a certain way, to where, you know, be courteous, be kind, you know.
Help people, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, be there for others. You know, bullying, you mentioned bullying, I endure it as well, and I think a lot of it, and this was different, you know, back before social media and stuff, when the online bullying is terrible, and I've heard all about it. I've seen things online. It's really bad, and that's something we got to deal with. You know, that's another episode for sure. But, you know, the physical bullying, I felt like it was a lot simpler to deal with back when we were kids. You know, somebody put their hands on you, you put your hands on back. Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
sometimes that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it did. You know, you learn from it. It hardened me in a way that kind of is why I'm the way I am now. You know, I got treated a certain way, did not like it, so when I moved and then I grew, you know, that helped me a lot, you know,
next time,
and then when I know, and then, you know, you get a little bigger, and then you see, it helped me a lot, though, with seeing some of those bullies later on, just even a few years down the road, like in college, running into them, and just kind of looking at them like, what's up, and they're like, what is up, you know, like, you're not so tough anymore, but, so it's nice to be able to, I do that with my daughter, you know, like, do not, if you see people getting bullied, like, that's a
mm-hmm.
thing, like, she's told me stories of, you know, her sticking up for her friends, like, I'm really trying with that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I do not want her, and girls can be bullies, it's not just bullies, girls, it's, I mean, a lot of the online bullying, unfortunately, I see a lot of this coming from young ladies, you know, just, and it's hard enough for young girls growing up, in just dealing with everything, you know,
mm-hmm.
and when they're just constantly berating them about looks or whatever, you know, social, you know, hangouts or whatever. You weren't invited, haha.
Yeah.
I mean, these are big deals, you know, and you're getting hit with it all the time, and even more now with social media. But I'm really trying with her to make sure there's gonna be a lot of things she's gonna endure, but you're not gonna be a bully, and you won't, and you're not gonna put up with bullying either.
And that's one thing. Yeah, I do that to my kids. You know, I pound it in their heads. You will not bully anyone.
Yeah.
And if you see anyone being bullied, stick up for them.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that's a hard
but
thing
if you're
to do.
Being bullied, you gotta stick up for yourself.
And that is a thing, you know. You really gotta try, and it's but knowing that you have the support of your parents at home too,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I knew sometimes I felt like I didn't maybe have my friends' support, but most of the time I did. But there was times where I didn't feel like I was getting it. But my parents were supportive, so that helped.
I didn't tell my parents.
You know, well, yeah, that's the problem. I didn't tell them initially either. It was later, but by then it's like, but that's why we have these conversations now, because you know, you remember not saying it, not speaking up, not saying anything when you're younger. It's like, if you need to talk, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you, as a parent, let your kids know I'm here, whatever you want to talk about, anything, I mean anything.
Yeah.
And we told her, because, you know, she's 8.5, I mean, the world's out there, she's learning stuff. Just, I'd rather you ask me, we have a conversation, than to get blindsided by something 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years from now. Like,
yeah.
Let me know, or, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, I'd rather, you know.
Yep, definitely.
And I don't mean dump a bucket of knowledge on you, but you know, maybe maybe just a little bit from the hose or a little glass of knowledge here and there.
There you go. You know, drop some nuggets on her.
I'm not trying to waterboard her with knowledge, but
you're
going to
sit down here for 5 hours and learn everything
But knowledge is power, and the more we know, I think, and the more we verbalize with our kids, like, hey, let's talk, you know.
Yep.
Let's teach some things. Let's talk about some things.
Mm-hmm.
And bullying, I think, is a big one that you can start early on.
Yep. Shoot, that might be our next topic.
It might be.
Might be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe. We'll see. But so. I think that's definitely just continue being a good example. You know, life's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good place to wrap up. But life is hard.
Life's definitely hard.
And
curveballs.
And
that's
the sooner that they realize, hey, you know, like I said, we're all ants. We're just working to get get the twig back to the anthill or whatever.
You gotta get that chip crumb.
Yeah, I mean, but they work together, right? You know, we gotta keep working together.
Mm-hmm.
And but just know it doesn't always get. Sometimes there's gonna have spurts where it gets a little easy, you know. But just know, I mean, any flip of the coin and get hard again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think the more resilient we are, that's resiliency, you know. That, and this year's proven, man. You're seeing people super resilient. You're seeing people just throwing in the towel too.
Yep.
And the problem with just throwing in the towel on it is your kids are gonna see that,
mm-hmm.
and then they might. That's probably how they're gonna deal with. Hopefully not, but it's definitely. I feel like they have a better chance if you're showing resiliency and working towards progress, other than just shutting down or going in a full panic room mode. You know.
Mm-hmm.
There's gonna be a time and place, I think, where we're all gonna wish we had a Jodie Foster panic room to just hit the button and close all the iron doors and keep everybody out. But
there was,
I don't think we're there yet.
That one, gosh, dang, I can't remember it. Brendan Fraser was in it, where him and his parents slipped.
Oh,
in the bunker.
Yeah, Blast from the Past.
Blast from the Past. Yeah, you know, they're down there for how long? Like 20-something years. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, we're running out of food. Go up and see what's going on, and life just. Went on, kept happening, and they were still stuck in the 50s or 40s or whatever it was.
I can't even begin to tell you how great of a point that is right now, how that example speaks true now. Like,
mm-hmm.
you can go lock yourself up in your bunker all you want,
mm-hmm.
but guess what, man?
Life's gonna
world's
going
to continue without you,
it's gonna
and that proves
turning.
You are not that important.
Keeps turning.
They don't care, man. You're replaceable. Life goes on.
Mm-hmm.
We're not stopping. We're moving forward. If this train's rolling, man, and endless tracks of life, and you are not going to be the reason it stops.
Yep.
So if we can just drink that in, teach our kids that, you know, you can
mm-hmm.
hop on the train and move towards, you know, progress and, you know, making a good life for yourself, or you can go lock yourself up in a bomb shell bunker, or what is it, a bomb shelter.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
And, you know, but you're eventually going to run out of chips. And punch.
And toilet paper.
And
all that toilet paper that everyone's talked up on.
Don't you do. Don't you do the toilet. Oh, my God.
All right.
Gosh.
Well, I think that I think that should be it for the first episode.
I think
that's pretty good. Yeah.
I liked it.
Me too. So, one thing you're really going to know is this is a perspective of a dad.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of podcasts out there by moms.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but, you know, they're doing
they're
doing it.
You
man.
Listen to us.
They're doing
You're
it.
You're going to get into the mind of the dad.
Yeah, just come drop in on a get a dad's perspective. It's not that it's better or anything. It's just it's just different.
You might not agree with what we're saying,
you know.
There's things that you're going to love that we
don't.
Say. There's going to be things that you hate that we say.
Don't agree with us. It won't be any different than being married.
But we're going to say them anyway. All right, well, hey, we'll join you. We're going to try and drop one every week.
Yeah.
And this will be the first one. Steve travels quite a bit for his job.
Yeah,
so,
I gotta go do stuff, but
taking off on Wednesday, I think.
Yeah.
So we're gonna drop this one either this week or next week, and then when you come back, we'll try and knock out another one. And but that's about it. I think that's a good one. We'll just keep on rolling from here. It's number one.
I dig it.
And then you know, next thing you know, we're gonna be at 1,000. So that's gonna be a long time. We'll be old men by then.
Ow.
All right. Well, hey. Y'all stay healthy.
Yeah, stay safe out there.
Yes, definitely, especially during this time.
Yeah, man.
You know, remember, you know, our kids are blessings. You don't take advantage. You know, don't take them for granted.
Don't.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because they don't take you for granted.
No, that's for dang sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, y'all have a good one. Peace.
Take care.